Is this actually someone's toothbrush right here? Is this really someone's toothbrush?
I dropped this toothbrush on the floor. So this wasn't just here for effect. This is actually somebody's?
Oh.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the nation's most effective right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. I am Doug McBurney, host of the Weekly Worldview on the internet, where you can go and check me out. And I'm sitting in today. I want to thank Bob Enyart for the honor of sitting behind the microphone here in the palatial KGov studios. And if the toothbrush was indeed Bob's, then I apologize. By the way, the toothbrush fell before it hit the floor, and it did hit the floor. So I will replace that. In fact, tag that. Okay. It fell on what looks like an Apple Macintosh power cord. Could it be true? Say it ain't so. Has Bob done it finally? Has he gone over to Mac? Really? Well, that's just astonishing. That's astonishing. So those of you in the audience who may know Bob for years know that his loyalty to Microsoft products and to PCs has been waning in the past several years. And it looks like he's finally done it. He's made the leap to Mac. And I would have never known. I was not in the loop on this decision. Why was I not consulted? I wouldn't have known had I not knocked his toothbrush down onto the floor. Bob is out probably for the majority of the week, if I'm not mistaken. Bob is working on an extremely important personhood project. Extremely important personhood project, I said. And you can see what he's working on at the website, mycampaigntracker.org. If you want to find out how it is the forces of light and righteousness intend to force our will upon the unsuspecting liberals in the state of Colorado, go to mycampaigntracker.org, from which the personhood campaign will be waged without mercy upon the wicked who would harm children. Mycampaigntracker.org. It's a huge project. And I feel terrible because I'm not a computer whiz. And I haven't been able to help very much on this project at all. But maybe it's because I've still got a PC and I'm not allowed in now. It's a Mac world now. Wow. Anyway, go check it out. mycampaigntracker.org. Bob will be back Friday in another Real Science Friday interview with Dr. Jerry Bergman, PhD. You will not want to miss that. Coming up this Friday. But I will be here today, and as long as they let me in the studio, I might have to go buy a Mac to get back in tomorrow. You know what I'm afraid of with the Mac? Is all the shortcut keys. When I met Bob some 10, 11, 12, 13 years ago, I forget, it's been a while, I didn't own a computer. I didn't know anything about computers. And Bob taught me how to use a PC. And I learned all the shortcut keys. And to this very day, I can impress certain people with my knowledge of the shortcut keys on a PC using Microsoft products. People who are a lot older and more experienced than am I. And so to lose that ability and to be a relative novice sitting behind a Mac not knowing what to do, how do you even copy and paste on a Mac? Is it possible? You can do it? Okay. All right. Well, maybe I'll make the move. I don't know. I know that Bob's producer, Will, has been making fun of my Toshiba for months now, just laughing and mocking me. So I may make the jump. But anyway, a lot of exciting things happening around the studio. Bob working on mycampaigntracker.org. You could go there, check it out. You could even sign up, put your email in, sign up, and you'll get a notification when the Personhood Campaign Tracker goes live. It's at mycampaigntracker.org. We want everyone to go check it out and see what Bob's working on. I think you'll agree that it's a worthwhile project. All right, let's start out. We talk a lot about marriage. I heard it on the radio coming over here today, and it really annoys me. They call it traditional values. Traditional values. I don't like that term because the word traditional, it's not precise enough for me. Because, I mean, what if we were living in ancient Mayan culture? Would we have an appreciation for traditional values? Sacrificing young girls on a flaming volcano? I mean, that was their traditional value. Anyway, I prefer biblical values. Biblical values. We talk a lot about that here on Bob Inyart Live. And I want to talk about a story out in California that will give you an idea of just how far we've fallen. This is out of the capital of California. Apparently, there's a bill out there. A bill has been introduced. Well, how can I put this? Basically, if you're in California and you're getting a divorce and you hire a hitman to kill your spouse, you can still get half their stuff, even if the hit is successful. Now, if you kill your spouse yourself during the divorce proceeding, you can't get any of their stuff. But if you hire a hitman, you can get half their stuff. So the brilliant legislators out in California are addressing this problem by passing a law that states that if you hire a hitman to kill your spouse before, during a divorce proceeding, you can't get any of their stuff. California is a no-fault divorce state. But I think allowing you to kill your spouse, that's taking no fault a bit too far, at least in my humble opinion. Let's see here. I have some suggestions. And I don't have a law degree. Never went to law school. I took a semester and a half of higher education. And it was just so boring that I just moved on. But I have some suggestions. Perhaps the brilliant legislators out there might consider the idea that if you attempt to kill your spouse, whether you do it yourself or you hire a hitman, before, during, or even after divorce, perhaps you should be put to death for murder or attempted murder. Maybe. And I'm thinking maybe if the brilliant legal minds in California search through the statutes, they might find that there's already a statute that might cover the murder or attempted murder or the hiring of a hitman to whack one's spouse. They might already have some laws on the books like that. So this is what the most brilliant minds of our age are struggling with, these type of problems. And it's just sad. Apparently, I don't think I want to say any more about that because it's depressing. At least it's California. It's not Colorado. And if you want to voice your opinion, well, feel free to call the broadcast. You can call us right here. The number to call is 1-800-8-369-278. That's 1-800-8-369-278. If you want to speak your mind on this or any other topic, if you're thinking about hiring a hitman to kill your spouse, please call the show. I'd like to talk with you. And not just about the legal implications. All right. Do we want to go to... Well, before we get to the good news out of Utah, I want to remind you all that Bob Inyart Live stays on the air only because of the support of listeners like you. That's terrible. I sound like an NPR. No, I'd have to Bob Inyart Live only stays on the air because of loyal support from listeners like you. Please give. Receive a tote bag. Anyway, Bob only stays on the air if you keep him on the air. So if you're listening to the show, don't be a freeloader. Don't be a slacker. Step up and make a donation to keep Bob on the air. Send $50. Send $100. Can you send $1,000? You can call us. Make a donation over the phone. Are you sitting down? Do you have your pen? Do you have your checkbook? Do you have your credit card out? Take this number down. 1-800-8-369-278. That's 1-800-8-369-278 to donate to keep Bob Inyart Live on the air. Keep Godly Radio on the air in Denver, Colorado, and around the world on the World Wide Web at KGOV.com, where you can go to make a donation right now. That's KGOV.com, KGOV.com. Keep Bob on the air. Make a donation. Buy some products. Buy God and the Death Penalty or God's Criminal Justice System. If you are a legislator in California, even if you don't want to make a donation, go to KGOV.com. Pick up God and the Death Penalty. Pick up God's Criminal Justice System, and perhaps it will help you figure out a way to deal with people who want to whack their spouse via a hitman or otherwise. All right. So I'll remind you of that again before the show, but let's go to Utah. As I said, Bob will be back this Friday. Real Science Friday, he'll be interviewing Jerry Bergman, PhD, on creation, the foundations of the world, our beginnings, our origins, Darwinian evolution, and all kinds of great stuff like that. But we're looking forward to Firing Squad Friday. Yes, everyone here at the studio, we're on the edge of our seat waiting for Firing Squad Friday because a state parole board out in Utah has denied clemency for convicted killer Ronnie Lee Gardner. You guys remember this case? Ronnie Lee Gardner was convicted of capital murder. And he was sentenced to die in 1985 when I was a junior in high school. Gardner was convicted and sentenced to die. How long ago is that? That's 25 years ago. Anyway, he chose a firing squad over lethal injection. And I think he did it because he wants to show how vicious and cruel it is. But what he doesn't understand is that I... and people like me and many people in the listening audience, we want to buy tickets because this piece of garbage, he was convicted of shooting an attorney in court, Michael Burdell, in 1985. He was in court to face murder charges for the 1984 shooting death of a bartender, Melvin Otterstrom. So he's in court for murder, and he murders an attorney in court, and it was the second murder where the state of Utah finally said, look, we don't think this is a very nice fellow, and they sentenced him to death. That was 1985. So anyway, just today, the parole board announced that they are denying clemency for Ronnie Lee Gardner, and his execution is set for firing squad Friday, this very Friday. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great to have him executed while Bob is doing Real Science Friday with Jerry Bergman, PhD? We could all partake of Firing Squad Friday, and Ronnie Lee Gardner could go and meet his just rewards. Do we have anything more on? Oh, you know what? The bad news is that this fellow still has a couple of, he still has a couple more rungs in the ladder of appeals. Apparently he can still appeal to the Utah Supreme Court, and then he can even appeal to the United States Supreme Court. But his execution is set for firing squad Friday, and perhaps they'll move that along very quickly. Now I want you to listen to how messed up the justice system is. This fella had a commutation hearing last week before the parole board, Ronnie Lee Gardner, double murderer from 25 years ago. The parole board questioned him about what he would do if they allowed him to live instead of justly executing him. And he said he had plans for an organic farm and a residential program for at-risk youth. He said he believed that he could help young people avoid making, quote, the kind of mistakes that landed me on death row, unquote. That's what Ronnie Lee wants to serve as an example to the children's. Out in Utah, he claims that there's no better example in the state of Utah of what not to do than myself. That's what Gardner says. And I do support Mr. Gardner and his desire to be an example to the children of Utah. But I think that example would best be made by televising Firing Squad Friday. I talk about getting the kids' attention there in Utah. Put that on TV. Mr. Gardner, we do want to see you be an example. All right. Wow, 25 years it takes to execute someone in the Well, I mean, Utah is considered a conservative state. But in Utah, you can murder two people in cold blood and then, at the state's expense, enjoy, to a relative degree, 25 years of life. Food, water, entertainment, education, a soft bed to sleep on, a shower, three meals a day, all of that. For 25 years. And you know, justice delayed, it's been said justice delayed is justice denied. Well, there's a perfect example of it right there. Just sad. Are you against the death penalty out there in the listening audience? If you can call in and make one rational argument about being against the death penalty, I would love to hear it. Because I'm to the point in my life that I cannot believe that intelligent, rational human beings could disagree with me on the death penalty. In fact, I think if you're against the death penalty, I think you're stupid. Can I just put it that bluntly? I think it's beyond good intention. I think it's beyond being someone who supports human rights and life and all of that, because I'm pro-life. I'm against killing innocent children. I'm also against allowing guilty murderers to live. And if you're not, if you don't see the logic in that, there's a good chance that you're stupid. Okay, I'm not going to say you're stupid. I'm just going to say you might want to look into it, because it's just unreasonable. Have you wondered why you can't turn on the news and avoid the daily coverage of the bloodbath in your neighborhood and across the country? Well, it's because stupid people have decided not to punish the guilty appropriately. And it's just sad what's happening. You know, you can't end the death penalty. You can't do it. No. You simply redirect it and multiply it. That's right. If you decide that you are going to stop the death penalty in the case of a convicted murderer, what you do then is you encourage other people who have murder in their hearts to commit murder, because they don't have that healthy fear of a swift and painful death penalty. So you don't end the death penalty. You simply redirect it and multiply it upon innocent people. And to me, that's just stupid. So think about that. If you're against the death penalty, you may be a moron. I mean, how much more evidence do you need? Turn on the news tonight. In Denver or Indianapolis or New Orleans or California, wherever you're listening, turn on the news tonight and tell me that it's not blatantly obvious to you that people who are against the death penalty are stupid. All right. Now let's move on. Speaking of California, a man from California, and this is another case relating to justice. Now this is just disturbing. This fellow, a 70-year-old man, was convicted, of shooting his wife, cutting up her body with a bandsaw, and then possibly cooking and eating parts of her body. He's been sentenced to death just today. He's been sentenced to death. John Mathis Watson III was convicted of a first-degree murder. I'm sorry, last Thursday, the sentence was handed down Friday, and John Mathis Watson has been sentenced to death. Now, here we are, it's the year 2010, and Mathis is 70 years old. Now, what are the odds that this fella dies of natural causes or commits suicide before Nevada gets around to executing him? It's just sad. And I'm all for the appeals process, don't get me wrong. I respect the authority of the courts and judges. I think we need that. But I think you convict a fellow like this, and then you take the evidence and you set it before a three-judge panel. The next morning, you look at it. If there's no mistakes in the case, you give the guy a Bible and lock him in the room and tell him in the morning you're going to meet Jesus. And there you go. And then you televise his execution so that all the young people and all the other people and all the people who are going through a divorce and are thinking about hiring a hitman, They can all watch. And, well, this person could serve as a fine example. And you can find out what the Bible says about the death penalty by ordering God and the Death Penalty from KGOV.com. Go to the website, order God and the Death Penalty, and find out if you're being stupid about the death penalty. Because God's opinion on the death penalty is the exact opposite of stupidity. So you need to get your thinking in line with his thinking, that as it's laid out clearly in Scripture. Because if not, I mean, you don't want to be standing there a stupid moron on Judgment Day, not being familiar with how God feels about the death penalty and why. And why. I mean, do you know that the death penalty is at the heart of the gospel? I mean, everybody talks about Jesus died for our sins, but why? Why did Jesus have to die for our sins? Wasn't there another way? Couldn't Jesus have gone through an appeal process and figured out another way? Well, go to KGOV.com and search, go to the store, click the store link, and then search God and the Death Penalty. Pick up that video. And you'll find out why there was no appeals process. There was no alternative. Jesus had to die for our sins. And it's because God is a God of justice. And you need to find out all about it. God and the Death Penalty at kgov.com. Very highly recommended resource to make sure that you're not acting stupidly and destructive and counterproductive when it comes to the death penalty. All right, so if you're against the death penalty, we only have a few minutes left, but if you're against the death penalty and you think I'm stupid, I welcome you to call. I'd be happy to discuss it with you. At 1-800-8-369-278, that's 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-8-369-278. Let's go to, well, now here's a story that I have to give a disclaimer. Give a disclaimer on this story. If you have any young children in the room, just turn the show off now because they shouldn't hear about this. You see, our culture has become so corrupt and disgusting and sick, and we tolerate so much deviance and just disgusting, horrible criminal activity that a poor, hapless talk show host like myself, I'm forced to talk about things that shouldn't even be discussed ever in public. Ever. You shouldn't even have to talk about this kind of stuff. But it's right. It's on the Today Show, in fact. This was on the Today Show this morning. Did you watch the Today Show this morning? No, neither have I since about 1994. But I picked this. It was off the web, the new alternative media. An alternative to suffering through Ann Curry on the Today Show is to just scan the wires afterwards and pick up the written word. It's a lot easier on the eye. And I want to, well, before I go to this story, in fact, I'm so glad that there's a call because I don't even want to talk about this story. I don't even want to discuss it. Can I go to, let's go to Donna in Denver on line 6. Donna, speak your mind.
Well, no, I'm just curious as to, instead of using the word stupid, you wouldn't choose a word like ignorant and help inform people as opposed to use such a term.
Well, you know, I think that someone could claim ignorance. Donna, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
52.
52. So, Donna, I think you're to a point where at least you... I don't think you can claim ignorance. Am I right, at least about you?
Well, I'm ignorant in a lot of areas, Bob.
Okay.
I am not schooled in many, many, many things. Life is a continual learning process.
I see. Donnie, do you have any kids?
No, I don't. But I do have several children that I'm involved with.
Well, wonderful, Donna.
But none of my own. But my
that's okay, Donna. Can I just ask you a question? Let's say one of those children is on their way over to your house and someone pulls up in a van, kidnaps them, assaults them for 3 days, and then buries them alive and they're found dead 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. Now think about that specific child that you know, mm-hmm. that you're involved with.
Mm-hmm.
What should happen to the person who does that?
Well, my gut tells me, unless you can show me something different in the Bible, God says, thou shalt not kill. Vengeance is his.
Okay.
So I would have to go with that. I think as long as a person is alive, there's always a chance for redemption. But if you kill that person, there's many, many cases where there's circumstantial evidence, and if you kill that person, then you become the murderer.
Okay, Donna, well, let's say that there's videotaped evidence. They videotaped the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we know they're guilty. Let's say they're duly convicted in court based on videotape DNA evidence, and this is a child that you knew. They were on their way to your house.
Let's say that they even admitted to the crime.
Let's say they confessed, yeah.
Okay.
So you're not for, you say vengeance is the Lord's.
I would have to say, based on God's commandment that thou shalt not kill, I would have to stand by that. And I don't think that's being stupid or ignorant. I think that's, I'm just going by what God says.
Okay, did you know God says that you should not allow the murderer to live?
Where does it say that?
Well, let me get my Bible open. You know, I usually have the Bible open before I go on the air. Genesis 9:6 is a good place to start.
Okay.
Do you have a Bible with you?
No, I don't. I just got to work. I was on my way to work when I heard your broadcast.
I see. So what? Before you said that vengeance is mine and that you shouldn't execute this fellow, you said that my gut tells me, and I had a feeling you were going to where your gut would normally tell you, but then you went the other way.
So no, my gut tells me to listen to what God says, and I know what God says is thou shalt not kill.
God says you shall not murder, by the way, is the proper translation. You shall not murder.
Okay, is that King James Version or?
Well, pick a version. Doesn't really matter.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Let's go with the original Hebrew.
Okay.
How about that?
That'd be great.
So God also says in the Bible that you should take no ransom for the life of a murderer. And in Numbers, God says whoever kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the testimony of witnesses. Are you familiar with the book of Numbers?
No.
Okay, well, that's in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. That much I knew.
Okay, and so do you think that doesn't apply?
Pardon me?
Do you think that just doesn't apply when God said that? Did God change his mind about that somewhere along the line?
I'd have to really read all of that, and if you wanted to email me some scripture references that I could go and look at, I'd really love to do that.
Donna, I would love to do that. In fact, we're just about out of time. Can you hold on as we go off the air? I want to get your email, and I want to send you some resources. Well, God bless Donna. I appreciate her having an open mind, and I don't think Donna's stupid. I really don't. And we're going to make sure she's not ignorant. All right, now go to KGOV.com, make a donation to keep Bob on the air. And Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, check them out on the internet, Maranatha Christian Center. What a great Christian school.